Sitka, like some other Southeast communities, ships its garbage south to Washington with a solid waste contractor, Rabanco, a subsidiary of Allied Waste, where it is eventually landfilled. Since 2005, Sitka has also sorted and shipped newsprint, mixed paper, cardboard, and tin cans south along with its trash. Those materials are diverted and sold in the global commodities market, and Sitka receives a cut of the proceeds in the form of a rebate. In December of last year, the bottom fell out of the market for some recyclables, particularly mixed paper, and those materials became almost worthless. Although it doesn't pay as well as it did just a few months ago, Scott Berlinski, the operations chief in the Public Works Department, says recycling is not costing Sitkans anymore.
The message to the community is keep recycling. We expect that commodities prices will eventually recover. It's anybody's guess. We don't have any more of a crystal ball than anyone else. But when the global economies recover, commodities prices will come up. We'll be back into a net positive cash position, but we're not losing money under the status quo.
Berlinski crunched the numbers and has concluded that Sitka was breaking even on recycling even as the market bottomed out in December. What helps insulate Sitka from losses in recycling is the fact that glass, although it is collected at the Catlan Street Recycling Center, never leaves the island.
Glass is very heavy and a very low-value recyclable commodity, and we handle glass locally. We crush it and process it for reuse here, so we're not paying to ship it out.
Berlinski says the crushed glass is not used to sand roads. There's actually a relatively small amount of final product. The DEC allows the wastewater department to use it in place of gravel to isolate biosolids in the landfill. Much of the news recently at the national level concerning recycling has been very dire. The New York Times in December ran an article under the headline, "Trash Has Crashed," and reported that some recycling contractors were moving materials to landfills rather than selling them at below-cost prices. Recycling participation in Sitka has grown steadily since the inception of the program and had its best year in 2008 with 1.5 million pounds of materials moving through the Catlan Street Center, over 150 tons more than in 2007. Norm Campbell heads Recycle Sitka. He says breaking even in current market conditions is a good thing.
Those people that I talk to that I run into at the recycling center or on the street are generally in favor of recycling, and they want to make sure that the program isn't going to go away based on this scenario that we're living through right now. I've been trying to be really cautious about what I'm telling people, because we just recently got this, what I consider excellent news, about the fact that we can still just about break even and handle our waste in a responsible way.
Campbell says people tend to lump recyclables together, and the market news is not bad for all materials. The price for number 1 and 2 plastic hasn't fallen at all. It remains over $400 a ton. Aluminum, which in Sitka is collected by the Barracuda Swim Club, has dropped from about $1,400 a ton to $1,000 a ton. And while other scrap metals have dropped from several hundred dollars a ton, at $30 to $60 a ton, they're not worthless. Despite the collapse of prices in some materials, Campbell would like to explore ways to expand Sitka's program.
Around the country, cities that have gone to a single stream program have generally made a substantial increase in the amount of recyclables. I don't have to look at the books in the same way that Scott does, and my feeling is more an emotional feeling, is that I want to get everything I can out of the waste stream.
Single stream recycling means consumers throw all their recyclables into a single container at home, which is then typically picked up at the curb by a contractor and sorted at large materials handling facilities around the country after it is sold. As a result, single-stream recycling is worth about 40% less than pre-sorted. When the price for recyclables was soaring, the Public Works Department considered some single-stream models for Sitka. Now, though, Scott Berlinski says it doesn't pencil out.
My responsibility is to the ratepayers of Sitka, so my approach to solid waste handling, including recycling, is what provides the best cost benefit to the community. So single stream, as we've looked at it currently, just doesn't provide a positive cost benefit. But that's, again, sort of, there's different philosophies about what we should be moving toward. But I feel that our current program is set up pretty good as it is. Steady as she goes would be the position I'm taking.
Despite their difference of opinion on the methods, Berlinski and Campbell agree that Sitkins can continue to reduce the size of the waste stream and save money. Campbell says any new program will likely target the amount of packaging and other waste generated upstream at the consumer level.
Attitudes have really changed, and people are ready to do a little more commitment and become a little more involved in what happens. And it seems like if we can cut down the amount we're producing in the first place, we're going to be way ahead.
Campbell says efforts in this direction would include customers, stores, and suppliers. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.